Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Forgive me.
You know, I just want to say that when I've gotten noise meter readings on Star Market here on Beacon Street, and
there's a rabbit on my driveway that's, I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
He peed about 200 feet from my dinner table.
I don't remember that one. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Dutcher and Rich radio program. Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. And today is the day that I, after much postponing and everything else, am getting my physical. And I have read 45 for the prostate exam, so I'm going to have to again explain that I wish not to have the prostate exam done to me. That is, 45 is the consensus.
How long has it been?
Since I've had a physical?
No, since you've had a prostate exam.
I've never had a prostate exam.
Oh. It's
listen, no, you're not supposed to get them until you're 45. I had a colonoscopy at 35.
Okay.
Because my mom insisted upon it for some unknown reason. You're not supposed to get that till you're 50.
I think I've had two prostate exams.
Yeah, I don't know why they did it.
Only two?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, he's 43. Technically, he doesn't have to have any of them.
Yeah. See, my doctor recommended it when I turned 40. And I had to get one. I don't know why I needed the other one. I forget, but I got one in my 30s, too. But when I was 40, my doctor said I was supposed to get one.
No.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a moment of uncomfortability. I mean, it sucks, it's over in, what, 20 seconds?
Yeah, but I got a phobia about that stuff. Now, it recommends that men ages 55 to 69 decide for themselves to undergo a prostate-specific, it's another test.
Yeah, for some reason I was told like at 40 I was supposed to get it. So I got it, and it's...
If you choose prostate cancer screening, you should get a digital rectal exam every year. A prostate, while it's still highly treatable.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, it's one of those things where, I mean, it's over before you know it. And if you have a good doctor, it's one of those things where they can kind of talk to you and keep your mind off things. And then all of a sudden it's happening and you're like, ah, and once it's happening, you can't do anything to stop it. I mean, you could jump, I guess. But I mean, once it's happening,
that doesn't sound nice.
No, it doesn't sound nice, but I mean, it's, you know, no, I want to make sure that you don't have prostate cancer.
Yeah. But, I heard, 45 is what I'm reading.
Okay. Well then listen, you can just, it's something you can get through. I'm sure you've been through more painful things. It sucks. But just kind of...
No, when I was a kid, I told you I got that sickness in my intestines. And then, but unbeknownst to me, the doctor did that. And I woke up on the floor in the hallway with my mom screaming at the guy and smelling salts under my nose. So, no. Yeah, 45. Men have increased risk of having prostate cancer, should be screened as early as 45.
Okay.
The screening involves a prostate-specific antigen, blood test, and a digital rectal exam.
A digital rectal exam. See, mine was just hands.
Yep.
Are you guys, Joe, digital means fingers.
Oh, I thought it was like a digital thermometer or something like that.
No, it's using your digits.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't put those two
I had it done, and I still didn't get it. I was with you, Rich. I completely whiffed on it.
I think digital, I don't immediately don't think fingers.
Texas, they don't think it's a Texas Instrument calculator.
Yeah, I haven't had that one.
They put digital things in every other hole.
Yeah.
You know, I guess the pooper's the only one that I really haven't thought about that.
Let's go move on from that. All right, so yes, and then I cannot eat until, I would guess, about 4:30 is when I'm going to finally be able to eat.
You can drink water, though, right?
Well, yeah, but just water.
Okay.
Which sucks. Because now I want to do everything bad. Now I want to eat. Well, I've been eating like crap anyway because I haven't been drinking that much. So since I'm not drinking nearly as much, I'm making up for that by eating tremendous amounts of bad food. But this is a long time. Long time not to eat.
I've got a friend who's doing this weird shake thing for a week, where you can't eat any real food. It's just this green probiotic shake deal that he's doing. It's not a cleanse. It's
that's
called,
so good for you.
Well, I mean, that's my thing. It's like, you know, how can that possibly be good for you?
There's no, I don't think you could find a doctor that's like, you know what? If you do that, tack on another couple years.
I mean, there's ways that you can like quickly make your body healthier. I mean, you've seen it before. Remember when the whole Atkins diet was a huge fad and people were cutting out carbohydrates, and you could see your body just go and just completely.
But you're
going
to make that all back. The only way to get like completely healthy with that crap is either eat like Ted Johnson or go on a plant-based diet.
Well, or just give up drinking sugary drinks. That's the number one thing that I ever did to make myself feel healthier. Like I just stopped drinking soda. And the minute that happened, my energy went up and I lost a ton of weight. And the other thing was moving to New England, where you walk everywhere. And I was coming from Texas, where every meal came with a thing of queso and chips. So, I mean, it was I lost like 10 pounds almost immediately. But the sugary drinks thing, I mean, you want to talk about immediate noticeability.
If you cut back on drinking, you lose all that weight. It's because you're not getting those calories anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, like a shake diet for a week, what the hell is that going to do? The minute you start eating again, you're going to put it all back on.
Oh, it's not.
And it's not like it cleans your body. Like that idea that it like cleans your body out is garbage. You know, like it doesn't like clean, like it's not a car wash. You don't just go in and it's like your body clean. It's just such a waste of time.
I don't get it either, but there's
a decent amount of people doing it. Is he trying to fit into like a prom dress or something?
Yes, he's getting married. And he wants to fit into his bridal gown.
I mean, I guess if you were like had to fit into your, you know, like a $10,000 bridal gown or something, I could see wanting to cut weight over the course of a week. But if you're doing this for long-term health, I don't see that doing much for him.
How is that? I mean, because it's like an entire week where he's got a diet just out of shakes. And I don't see how there's any possible way where you could be getting the nutrients where you don't feel like absolute garbage.
Oh, you're going to feel like garbage.
And then what do you do as soon as you're done?
You eat.
Right. And you gain it all back.
Right, exactly. If you cut that dramatic amount of calories out of your diet and then you start eating again, you're going to just put the weight right back on.
And I just don't, and apparently it was recommended to them by some nutritionist, and to that I'm like, you check this person's license, because how can that be good for anybody?
Well, I told you my dad had a diet that the doctor recommended where it was 700 calories a day, and he had to give himself shots in his stomach.
Ooh, what are the shots of?
I don't know. Okay. I didn't want to get into it. I probably asked him, but I don't remember.
I don't know if I could eat 700 calories a day, even as a dare.
Like I don't know if I've ever had a dinner that was under 700 calories.
I mean, I put it this way. I try not to go crazy at lunch, but like dinner, I don't care. Like I'll just eat, you know, I'll eat whatever. But like lunch, I understand
Lunch is much easier.
Yeah.
Breakfast is the easiest. Lunch is fairly easy. And then dinner, I'm like you. I'm most of the time, I don't care.
No,
it's
no, no.
convenient.
No. If I'd be somewhat responsible at lunch, I think I've earned to eat whatever I want at dinner.
Right.
And that kind of keeps me normal. Not in great shape, but it keeps me from like going blam. So I just, 700 calories, holy, I mean.
No, it was unsustainable. Now, I mean, my dad.
And your dad's a tall dude. I mean, he's a big guy who, I mean, 700 calories. I don't know how you could do that.
It wasn't sustainable. He doesn't do it anymore.
How many days did he last?
I
don't know what's worse. The 700 calories are getting shot in the stomach twice a day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how long he lasted. But the thing is with him, like, not eating carbs means nothing. I'll tell you, if you know how they do those, I've told you guys this before, like that Texas steak challenge.
Yeah.
The big 96.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad could do it twice. My mom will just buy like the cheapest piece of steak, like a flank steak.
It's like blue.
Right. Yeah. Like there's blue in it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, just the size of the grill and just grills it on high for like, you know, 5 minutes aside and then puts it in front of him and he's done before anyone's finished their salad. Like that man can eat meat. Like he could do the big 96, sir, I bet you twice. Or at least 1.5 times.
Mm-hmm. He likes his steak with a plastic stick in it.
That's right.
Tells you what temperature it was cooked at.
And I wonder if he probably couldn't break a record because that's probably some kind of crazy like eating guy.
Yeah.
But I mean he could get within like, you know, probably 5 minutes. Of the guy.
You think so?
Stick him on man versus food, that kind of thing?
Just with steak, because I've never seen him eat pizza or anything, but just with steak, he could kill anyone that has done it. They had something in Maryland, but it's not in Baltimore, because I actually wanted to go to a game with my dad in Baltimore just so I could see him try to do it. Where if you could eat every steak on the menu, and my dad could do it easily. It would take him about 15 minutes.
How many steaks were on this menu?
Like, there was a filet, a porterhouse, a New York strip. every steak. So probably 5.
Oh, my God. And it probably costs, you know, over $100 to order all of them, I would think.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah, easily.
And
depends
on
how nice the steakhouse is. I mean, if you're rocking
Well,
Sizzler.
I mean, if they're doing an all-you-can-eat steak thing, I don't think it's the greatest place on the planet. Like, if they have a dare.
I have it here. The company, it's Steak in Maine, it's called. The Great Steak Challenge. 26-ounce Delmonico, 8-ounce filet. Excuse me. 8-ounce filet, 12-ounce New York strip, 12-ounce veal chop, 16-ounce flat iron.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my dad could eat
served with a potato and a vegetable side, and you have to eat it all in an hour.
Oh, the potato would be difficult for my father, but he could do it. Yeah, he could do that within an hour. Oh, you could do that within a half an hour. I mean, he just takes honks. All right, so Rich, what happened last evening besides rain? Am I right?
Uh-huh. Roger Goodell spoke about all the ills of the NFL, and we're all better for it.
I didn't even know he did that.
Oh, it's great. And he spoke on the Antonio Brown investigation.
Jesus. What?
Goodell is here.
Don't worry. All is well. All is under control. Captain Chaos is here.
I was he kept an odd time to talk. This seems like a relatively...
It's the fall meetings, the NFL fall meetings. So, I mean, it's a scheduled time, but, I mean, just he got pelted with, why is this crap? Why is this crap?
Well, yeah, the game is crap. Off the field stuff seems fairly minor right now. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Sports Hub. Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
.985 Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, if you're wondering what the hell ever happened to that investigation the NFL was going to do of Antonio Brown and the claims of abuse from the civil suit against him, well, never fear, Roger Goodell is here to save the day. So he, at the NFL League's fall league meeting took place yesterday in Florida. Roger Goodell answered questions on a number of different topics. One of the first was, hey, it's been a while. What's going on with this Antonio Brown investigation?
Where does the investigation into Antonio Brown stand currently?
We're still working at that. I probably will be getting an update when I get back to New York, but our folks have been working diligently on that, going through materials. There's a lot of material to go through, and when we reach a conclusion, we'll obviously let you know.
That's a man doing the book report who didn't read the book. That's a guy just standing up there saying words. I just love to know. I'm just glad that they're on it, because when the NFL says they're on something, they are on it. Well, another question was about how the refs this year seem to really want to ruin any sort of entertainment value in these NFL games. What say you, Mr. Clown Nose?
What are your personal feelings when you see a game like Monday night where there are some pretty clear missed calls that impact one team? And what's your level of confidence in Al Riveron to work out whatever issues may exist right now?
Well, officiating is always a focus for us, and I joke, but I'm not joking. I think I'm close to 40 years, and I think there's always a 2 or 3 week period where there's an intense focus on it. But listen, you never want to see a game where people are talking about officials afterwards. It was a great football game played by two great teams that are really, I think, surprising a lot of people about the quality of the way they're playing. And it's tough. It's tough to be in that situation. So we have to continue to do everything to improve officiating. You know, Al and his team and Troy and everyone, we're all focusing on how do we continue to prepare our officials. Obviously using technology when we can, but that's sports. You see it in every sport. We've seen it over the last several months.
It's another great non-answer.
Yeah, I mean, you're using technology when it's unnecessary. And, I mean, we're talking about making calls that weren't penalties. And by the way, did you know that the Lions, there was something that the Lions are punished more for non-calls and bad penalties than any other team?
I was talking about that the other day after that game. Remember I said there has to be a stat
yes.
that somebody has that shows like a percentage of calls that have been questionable, which have gone one way as opposed to the other. And Fred, I saw what you're talking about, this report. And as we all predicted, the Lions get the crappy side of the calls the most. And who is the team that gets the advantage of the calls?
Patriots.
Green Bay.
Is it really?
It's Green Bay.
And that is not an accident. I'm telling you that it's not an accident. Maybe the game's not fixed, but there's some attitude going into those games where they're like, we're going to screw the Lions. Like, if it comes down to it, we're going to screw the Lions. He didn't even address the question. Why don't you fire the official? If the next day they're talking about one official who's making shady calls, fire him.
How about, like, people shouldn't know Al Riveron's name?
Yes. Well, listen, people are going to make bad calls, and they might miss a call. There's that, and then there's egregious abuse.
There's no excuses to make bad calls when everyone on TV can see what the call should be. I've always thought that. Like, that's the thing that's frustrated me the most. Why don't you have somebody watching the game, an official actually watching the game on TV, like the eye in the sky they keep talking about? How tough would it be? How many times have you seen somebody look under the hood and review a play over and over and over again where NBC has had the correct and perfect angle for the 5 to 10 minutes that it's taken these guys to review it? You're like, why? Just look at what we're looking at. We know that this was not pass interference or that it was an incomplete catch. Like, we know this just by watching it on TV. Why isn't there somebody, a ref, who's watching that feed or watching the game in the eye in the sky who can call in and make that judgment? That I don't understand. That would be the easiest solution to all of this.
Well, you can't review everything, and I don't know why you wouldn't err on the side of not making a call. If you err on the side of not making the call, that's always better than making a stupid call. Because
that to the Saints.
Well, there's something egregious about that, though. But like, let's put it like a hold or an illegal hands to the face. Like, how many times have you gotten, like, insane because there was, like, an illegal hands to the face that wasn't called?
Right.
Or, like, there was, like, a sort of a hold that they didn't call. I mean, they call illegal hands to the face when there was no illegal hands to the face twice on the same drive is insane.
Especially when one of the offensive linemen had his hand in the face of a defensive lineman on the same play,
yeah,
about 5 feet away from where Flowers got called.
Because think about it. If you were an official and you had just called that, and how egregious would it have to be for you to call it again? I mean, because you're aware you just called it.
And you're also aware that you probably blew that call.
Or maybe you think, I can get away with this. And then you become desperate because they're in another third down situation, so you call it again.
Well, maybe. Well,
it's fixed.
Well, either way,
one of the Lifshatz.
I mean, he's 100% convinced that the refs are on the take. Well, one of the funnier storylines of the past few seasons has been the disaster of a move from San Diego to Los Angeles for the L.A. Chargers. Not only do you have Philip Rivers commuting in a sweet RV before every practice, but Chargers fans apparently do not exist anymore. Anyone who was a fan in San Diego has abandoned the team for leaving town, and the team isn't good enough to win over new fans in L.A. So, what's the deal with how horribly this whole Chargers experiment has gone there, Raj?
Roger, how big a concern is the scene that you saw on Sunday night with the Steelers fans taking over the Chargers game going into the new stadium in L.A. this year?
I think that's a reality of what you see in a lot of stadiums around the league. You know, secondary ticketing is a big issue now. We have certain teams that travel better than others, fans. Pittsburgh's notorious for that, by the way. And so, you know, you see that on a regular basis in markets. And I think it's in part the technology and the fact that tickets are available on the secondary platform.
Okay, opinion. We've seen with the Patriots, probably more than a lot of teams, that fans of the Patriots can take over other stadiums. Steelers are the same way. It's been like that. Have you ever seen anything like what we saw with that Chargers game?
No.
And the Steelers, did it look like there were no fans of the Chargers there, they played the Steelers fight song
right
over the speakers there.
That stadium seats, what, 32,000? 20,000 of which were Pittsburgh fans.
Yeah, it's a small-ass stadium. And
it's a soccer stadium.
It's a soccer stadium. And if it wasn't for visiting fans, they would sell five tickets.
It happens all the time. Every time Tampa Bay goes to Green Bay, all the Buccaneers fans go in. It's like a home game for them.
So you're in L.A., and then all of a sudden there's two teams. You're not from L.A.
You picked a better team. Yeah, I guess the Rams are your team. You have no loyalty to either one.
Or you're a human being that's already built allegiances.
Explain to me why the Chargers are in L.A. and not the Raiders again.
Because the Raiders are going to...
Well, I understand.
Las Vegas. L.A. Earthquakes. No way, Jose.
That's right.
I understand. You're scared of earthquakes, are you? That's the problem?
Yes, except when I'm looking at your mom, and it makes it jiggle in all the right places.
Thank you, Mark Davis.
Brumsky. Yeah, look at those. Ariel!
Okay. That's kind of awkward saying that about Wallach's mom here.
Just the big one.
Oh, God. All right, well,
this just did not like, start well.
Like an archery ball pit target. For beginners.
Well, if we know anything, Roger Goodell is about that player safety. Heck, we've heard him say it 1,000 times. So obviously the A1 priority when it comes to the philosophy of the commish is, hey, keep these people safe. So why then, against every player's request not to, are you looking to expand the NFL season to 17 games?
It is part of the discussions. You know, we've had very fruitful discussions on it, discussing the positive and negatives, the changes to the game that we've made over the last 10 years, which I think are really important as it relates to the safety of the game and how we're preparing and practicing and training our players. And I think those changes have made a significant impact in a positive way. And so that is something that we'll continue to discuss.
Guy had the balls to mention the word safety during all of that.
You realize that none of this matters since the owners are going to get the 17th game.
Yep. Of course.
Yeah. You know that. Yeah, and as soon as all the owners have to do is say, we'll give you an extra 1% or 2% of the revenue. And the players will go, fine. That's all it'll take.
And if I was a player, because what's the average career, 2.5 years or something? If I'm a player, and because that's the vast majority of the league, I'm going, okay.
Yeah, but it's just been a lot of hot air from the Players Association. They worry about safety and they want to add an extra game. All of that's crap.
Yep.
All of it.
Well, I mean, the Players Association might as well not exist. They're the least powerful group of, I mean, you think of all of the different athletes in each of their sports, the NFL players have the least amount of power against the owners.
Well, Ted Johnson says that he always believed that the Players Association representative was on the side of the NFL when it was, what's his face from LA, the lineman from LA, that Gene Upshaw, that Gene Upshaw was on the side of the NFL.
Yeah.
That he was in bed with them. So all I know is it's very difficult to sit through an entire NFL game now. Is that it's much more difficult than it was 15, 20 years ago.
You know, last year was a great year for football. Like, I mean, I remember last year being way more entertaining than the year before, and I'm not even sure why.
Well, I mean, you had a guy like Patrick Mahomes that comes in and is a first-year starter. I mean, you had a dynamic outings by different players. You know, people found out what a dominant player Aaron Donald was. There are new players that came out and started performing exceptionally well.
And on TV.
But overall, the product is not good.
Yeah, and on TV, you can flip around and stuff. When was the last time you guys were at a game?
Last year. I went to a game last year.
I went to the Dolphins-Patriots game last season.
Okay, I went to the Monday Night Football Jets at Lions. And I hadn't been to a football game in a really long time. Ooh wee!
See, I enjoyed it. I thought being at stadiums all right.
Nah, it's just those huge gaps of nothing happening and just sitting around and not knowing what's going on. I don't know. I have friends that had to go to the Patriots game on Thursday night for business. I had two friends that had to go for business, and they're both huge Patriots fans, and they were dreading it.
Well, Thursday night sounds awful. I mean, a Thursday night game, I don't want to go to that.
Yeah, it's just circumstances, yeah. Too. For me, it was a 1 o'clock game. It was 85 degrees.
And it was raining. It was about to rain.
If I had friends, and I had been going to games for a long time, and there was a huge tailgate, and it was a time that everyone got together, that would be great. But if you're just going to a game with your family or a couple friends, it's boring. Very boring, as far as I'm concerned.
I just can't wait till next week? Because, I mean, this Patriots season so far has been so boring. I mean, there's been no team that you've looked forward to them playing. And then you see when the Ravens start, you're like, okay, now we're talking. Like, there hasn't been, I mean, it's been a really boring season so far.
Oh, sure it has. Yeah, but this Monday is next week, and that's when you really get to see
Sammy D.
No, we get Baker Mayfield in Foxborough a week from Sunday.
I can't wait. Now that's
a game
fun.
That I think would be worth watching.
Oh yeah.
From next week on, every game for 6 weeks is worth watching.
Yeah, yeah. The Baker Mayfield thing is going to be funny because going up against that defense, he might throw 100 picks.
Oh, yeah.
He might throw a pick every time he drops back.
That's a great point.
I mean, the Patriots secondary is unbelievable.
What do you think the over-under on interceptions that game is going to be?
Three.
Yeah, it'll be three.
Two and a half, I'd say, because you're going crazy with three. 2.5, which is high. But the way that secondary performs and the way that Belichick is going to be able to devise a plan to confuse him is going to be hysterical.
It's just something shiny.
There's no way Cleveland wins that game. Not a chance. No way in hell. But I'm as convinced as that as I was them beating the Dolphins. That there's no way Cleveland's coming in and winning that game. All right, so Rich, when we come back, what we talk about.
Speaking of the Patriots, we'll get to what the other side is saying. Your boys, the Jets. Also, a Celtic was offered a huge contract and turned it down.
Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Boston's home for sports. 95, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, go ahead.
Well, meanwhile, the Patriots are getting ready for a man named Booger to call their game this Monday night as they take on the Jets in a post-mono Sammy D. The perpetually surprised Adam Gase knows that this Patriots defense is going to be a handful.
That's what makes them the best defense in the league right now, is they play man coverage, they play it well, they play tight. They're almost daring you to beat them. Just nobody, it's hard to beat them. You know, when you're playing against one of them, if not the best corner, one of the best corners in the league. The rest of those guys do a great job of working well together. It's kind of one of those things where it's a whole bunch of different looks, but there's some similarity there. They do a good job of putting the quarterback in doubt on what to do. It's just hard to get plays on.
Well, Jets wide receiver Robbie Anderson was asked yesterday if he's worried about going up against Stephon Gilmore, and Anderson went all in with an in-depth answer on the subject.
You've seen a pretty decent amount of Stephon Gilmore throughout your career, both when he was with the Bills and then obviously when he went over to the Patriots. How have those battles been between the two of you? How intense are they? What are they like during the game?
Well, you know, it's definitely, you know, it's a challenge, you know. A lot of respect for him, you know, he's a good corner.
Thanks for that.
Robbie Anderson might be the thinnest human being in the history of the world.
Three you-knows in 7 seconds, too. That's hard to do.
The idea that he can play in the NFL is fascinating. He is so, so thin.
Light
He's got
as a
legs
feather.
Like mine. He's got legs and arms like mine. Just sticks. Now, he doesn't have the potato, which I have, but he is, he is a thin individual.
Meanwhile, a Super Bowl champion is retiring.
Short motion from the right. Snap to Osweiler. Three-man rush. Quarterback steps into a throw to the right. That ball picked off. Caught by McCourty. He jumped the route on a throw for Hopkins. And an interception by Devin McCourty at the New England 44.
That is the best because in all the articles, they mention that he won a Super Bowl, and it just makes me laugh.
He got traded to Cleveland in a salary dump. They sent him like a first and a fourth for a fourth-round draft.
He started at quarterback during that Super Bowl run.
God. Well, I'll tell you what, Brock Osweiler, the Brock star.
He was $42 million he made, and he started games during that Super Bowl run. You cannot take that away from him.
Started games? He beat the Patriots in the playoffs.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, and he looked excellent during that game, and that's the game that earned him all of that money. He got that big deal with the Texans, and as you said, got traded in the salary dump. And in the meanwhile, in his 7 years of playing, dude made $41 million, which might be $1 million for every reception that he completed. I mean, that guy just sucked. Actually, he didn't suck. He had like one okay year with the Texans. Didn't he make it to the playoffs with the Texans 1 year? And then I think that
he got hurt, and that was when Mallett threw up all over himself.
That's right.
The thing
No, it was TJ. Wasn't Mallett. It was... Oh, no, the guy who, it was, the one who, what's the backup here? Hoyer. It was Hoyer.
Oh, Hoyer.
Hoyer had one of the worst games as a quarterback I've ever seen anyone have in the playoffs, and it might have been that year. I know.
2016.
Maybe I got my timelines messed up, but I remember the year ended with Hoyer throwing, I think, four picks. Maybe yes. It was even five
picks.
Yeah,
he played terrible. He was the quarterback for the Texans. He was awful.
Yeah, so
the thing about Osweiler, though, is that it's impressive when you've played in the NFL. It's not like when you meet people, they're going to go, you sucked. It's just going to be like, I was a starting quarterback in the NFL, and you're a big guy. Mm-hmm. So everyone's going to respect that. And then you got $42 million. So people go, oh, Zolak, you're a backup. But you can say, well, I played in the NFL, and now I got an assload of endorsements because I played in the NFL.
That was just amazing how that one game got him all that money.
It happens all the time. Yep. It happened to Scott Mitchell.
How about Jimmy Garoppolo? His two game and a half for the Patriots got him all that money.
At the moment, though, Garoppolo looks like he's going to be better than both of those other guys.
Understood, but the whole basis of him getting that massive contract was just, I mean, how much of a track record did he have? How many actual games had he started at that point?
They had film on him for college. They liked his size. They liked his arm strength. There's a bunch of stuff that went into it, but yes, I mean, if it happens all the time. They take some backup that's filled in that plays for a few games, and then they throw a bunch of money at him, and they almost always fail.
Speaking of Jimmy Garoppolo, his coach Kyle Shanahan is going to be playing the Redskins this weekend, a team that he used to work for.
Offensive coordinator for 3 years under his dad.
Got to play, yes. That's right, got to work under his dad, and Kyle Shanahan did not mix words when he was asked about the Redskins organization. They said, what did you like most about being with the Redskins?
Being able to work with my dad and be around some other good coaches.
What was the worst part?
Everything else. I liked a lot of the players. Some good people.
And of course,
poking the bear.
Throw that out there.
That's right.
That's what they've done.
You don't want to poke the bear.
That's right. That'll rile those Redskins players up.
Yep.
That'll be dangerous for his team now.
Who's starting this week for them? Do we even know?
No. You figure it's got to be McCoy, right?
You would think so.
New coach, he might make a might want to go off the page.
Bill Caldwell, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard like all the players are now saying how great practices are now that Jay Gruden is gone?
That's right. Gruden was the problem. Yeah. That's right.
And Jay Gruden saying how great life is now that he's no longer with the
right.
Redskins.
It's all Gruden's fault.
I think Jay Gruden seems like an all right guy. It just seems like every chance he's got over the last week since he's been fired, he'll tell you just how happy he is that he's not there anymore.
Yeah, he didn't want to be there this season.
Nope. No, he did not.
That's why he was pulling that crap with the quarterback.
Yep.
He was just like, screw you.
And someone who also didn't want to be where they were was Jalen Ramsey. Well, he yesterday was introduced to the LA Rams press, and he had this to say about finally being away from Jacksonville.
Like I said, I was overjoyed. I was super, super excited. A fresh start, and a fresh start place like LA with the culture that I've heard about here, and I'm a young guy still. Everybody around here is kind of young. I feel like, it'll be a little bit more understanding. So, yeah, I was just honestly super excited. I don't know. Words can't really describe it.
Meanwhile, Doug Marrone, who will gladly pay you Tuesday for a cheeseburger today, he ended up having at his press conference. He talked a little bit about how everything went down and how he kind of sounds like he feels like he's the scapegoat here.
Nothing ever really surprises me anymore, especially from the business side of things. I found out kind of like everybody else did last night, late last night. Dave came in and told me. I just wish I can give you the insight and the answers that question needs to be answered. I don't have that. So, and I wish we can get someone up here that can answer it for me.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's
gone. Nobody knows. No.
Yeah, he knows he's gone.
He's pulling a Jay Gruden. Yeah, and he's like, you're going to fire me. We're not going to win. I'm going to look bad. I'm going to let people know that this isn't my fault.
Yeah, this is a poorly run organization.
Yeah, the personnel decisions are out of my hands, and I have nothing to do with it.
Just get me out of here before I have to play all my home games in London.
Dan said something in my headphones, and he's exactly right. That's an Alex Cora situation where he had to sit there and answer for the firing of Dave Dombrowski.
That's different.
I wish somebody
though.
Else was here.
But that's different because that's just they took care of some guy in the front office. This is screwing with your livelihood where you have to explain, we suck, but I ain't making the decisions of who's on this team. I'm not even consulted about who's on this team. So would-be employers know that this is the situation. All
I think
right.
That'd be great. Real quick, if Jacksonville just like traded Ramsey and didn't tell Marrone at all.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be fantastic. Show up to practice. Where's Jalen?
What if what if just for a game they hired the Jacksonville lady?
Well,
it was like a thing that they fly her in on a helicopter.
Wasn't that movie Eddie? Remember where were the
Whoopi
biggest
Goldberg?
Fan? Whoopi Goldberg was the biggest fan, and for a day she was the coach, and she inspired them to win.
That's right. Was she the coach of the Knicks?
Yeah,
the head coach of the Knicks.
Certainly not.
Would you say no to that gig?
Certainly not.
Of course you would. Now, what would you do?
Took it to the limit.
I know. You'd take it right to the limit there, yeah. Jacksonville.
Would you allow the front office to make decisions without your say-so?
Certainly not.
See, she would put her foot down.
I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
That's where she got her call. All right, Rich, when we come back, what we discuss.
All right, well, let's get to the Celtics player who turned out a lot of money this offseason.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Sports Hub. Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So we figured out this was
sweet.
Sweet.
Fox on the Run. Which I can't hear without thinking of Guardians of the Galaxy now.
All right, Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub is this radio station. What's going on?
Well, Celtics reportedly made a 4-year, $80 million to Jaylen Brown, and he said, nope, not when you look at what other people in my my draft class are making, including, of course, in the 76ers, what's been going on there. But even with history not on his side, the Celtics have said, here you go. What's the last person they extended? Who's the last
Rondo,
person?
I think.
Okay, so I mean,
from his rookie deal, I think it was Rondo.
Yeah, it's
10 years ago.
It has been a long time, but you take a look at, and even like Buddy Hield, that's from his draft class as well. Buddy Hield's getting pissed. Did you see him yesterday at that press conference? So he's obviously looking forward to getting this extension as well. And he basically said, listen, if Sacramento doesn't want me, I mean, there's other places that I could go. Yeah. Not often you hear players get that pissed, but then again, he's probably like, well, it's Sacramento, so who cares if I ended up not being on this team anymore?
2K19, he's A-plus from three.
Buddy Hield?
Yeah, so you can just point at that and go pay me.
I think that guy's always
exactly.
been
A-plus.
Exactly. Yeah, from three.
Average 20 points a game
it's
last
very
year.
Rare that someone is an A-plus in any category. So just know that.
Put it this way. Even if Jaylen Brown has a mediocre season, he'd be able to get 4 years, $80 million anywhere else if you look at the kind of money that they're throwing
around. The free agent class is not necessarily very good next summer either.
No.
If he has a mediocre season, say he averages 13, 14 points a game, you're right. He's still going to get paid just because there isn't anybody else.
Did you see the bold predictions in The Athletic regarding the Celtics?
No, I did not.
Jason Tatum will be an all-star. Marcus Smith, this is very specific. Marcus Smart will finish third in sixth man of the year vote.
Okay.
They will lose in the second round.
Yeah.
The Celtics will finish top 10 in both the offense and defense. Kemba Walker will make an all-NBA team. Jaylen Brown will smash his previous career high in assists.
Okay.
Carson Edwards will play 18 minutes a game.
These don't sound like bold predictions. Like, a lot of these kind of just sound like predictions.
Gordon Hayward will
Carson average... Edwards, 18 minutes, that's fairly bold. But, I mean, if he continues to play the way he has been, you can't keep him off the court.
Gordon Hayward will average 17, 5, and 5. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this is going to be a big year for Gordon Hayward.
Grant Williams, Semi-Ojeleye.
Yeah.
For minutes. Grant Williams is not going to be a good pro. The Celtics will trade for front court help at the deadline.
They have to.
How bold a prediction is that?
I mean, all these predictions are pretty much
goodness,
kind of normal. I mean, they're right now at center. That is a major liability.
Knock like the rest, me over with a feather with these predictions.
The
man.
Rest of the team is looking pretty darn good, but the center, man, that's a major issue. They're going to Daniel Tice is going to be your starting center.
I think it might be Kanter until he blows his first pick and roll.
What will happen if Tice needs to guard Joel Embiid throughout the 7-game playoff series?
You're exactly right.
No, how much flexing will Al Horford do if he spends 30 minutes per game defending Jaylen Brown? The Celtics will win 49 games again. So just know that if Marcus Smart finishes third in the Sixth Man of the Year vote, that Jay King was on top of it.
And by the way, how fantastic was it that yesterday Kyrie Irving told the PR of the Nets that he would prefer not to address reporters, so he was not made available. John, I saw you tweet it. I couldn't agree more. He is going to get eaten alive by the New York press. Just destroyed. And I can't wait to hear him speak on China for the first time. You want to talk about a guy who thinks he's like the smartest man in the room.
It's going to be like Confucius say. He's going to get all Kung Fu, the TV show about it.
That is going to be.
He's going to start quoting what's his face from Kung Fu. Yeah, he'll just go crazy.
Yeah, what is China anyway? That was my favorite line someone had yesterday.
Young David Carradine.
Yep. So there you go. We got Kyrie Irving still doing Kyrie Irving things. And the Celtics, who I also agree are going to be better than most people expect, but there is a massive, massive problem at center. And hopefully Carson Edwards will be that guy. I'd love to see him play 18 minutes tonight. That'd be fantastic. But I just don't know if they're going to be able to put that trust in him. We got Danny Ainge, by the way, coming on for his first weekly appearance of the season at 9 o'clock.
And we can ask him about China. He'll go well into it.
Well, I mean, we have to ask him about it.
No, we have to ask him about it. I'm just saying that I predict if crystal ball is that he's going to get into it.
There's been an email sent around the league not to talk about this.
I don't think so. Brad Stevens was on with Zoleika Bertrand yesterday, and he straight up said, I stand with Adam Silver on this. I mean, he basically said, I stand with Hong Kong.
Well, and the support saying you stand with the commissioner is not a bold
but
statement.
The commissioner has come out, and he says that he supports their players and their employees to be able to speak their minds.
Fine, but I mean, saying that I stand with the commissioner isn't anything worth writing about.
Well, it's not saying I'm not going to speak on this.
You're standing with the head of the league.
Yeah, but the head of the league has made a stance.
Yes, but he's as powerful as you can get Brad, what does it matter to Brad Stevens what the hell happens in this situation? He's got his contract. Doesn't matter anything to him. Yeah, whatever he says.
Well, I mean, he's going to lose the Brad Stevens shoe endorsement that he had with Puma.
No, he had with Hush Puppy.
That's right. He's got
Yeah, he's got Oshkosh Fagosh suits
with Dr. Scholes.
Yeah, exactly. He's the youngest, oldest man on the planet.
So we will have Danny Ainge on, and there's obviously a lot of stuff to talk about with him as well. And one hell of a test tonight for the Bruins, even though their record is better than that of the Lightning. And you're going to have a situation where we don't know whether or not David Krejci is going to be playing. Here's Bruce Cassidy.
He's nursing an upper body injury, so he skated half the practice. Tomorrow he'll see how he is. I'd put him as day-to-day. Well, I'm not going to rule him out tomorrow. I'm not going to say he's definitely in.
I think the Lightning are 3-2-1,
yes,
I believe is their
three,
record.
3-2-1.
So it'll
Jaffe not on the bandwagon. Jaffe not thinking that there is much to that team.
He has said that since the beginning of the season, since before the season even started. He has thought that, after last year, they didn't do anything to make themselves better.
They didn't need to.
Well,
Trophy winners.
But they lost.
I understand that. They did lose to Carolina in four straight games. But still, I mean, you have the President's Trophy winning team. I mean, maybe they could use another defenseman.
Well, that's what he said. He said that he doesn't like their defenseman. So you got, but he's high on Toronto this year.
Again, I'll believe that when I see.
Because Toronto, this is, I guess, the year. And then after this,
they don't have a choice. I was just going to say, we've talked about this before. They really don't have a choice.
Yeah, they're going to have three stars. It's going to be like Chicago without the championship.
I was just going to say they're going to get crushed salary cap wise beginning next year. Yeah. So I mean, they better do it.
No, it's going to be Chicago with Kane, Taves, and the defenseman. My brain's not working today.
Duncan Keith?
Yeah, Keith. It's going to be Keith, who can't play anymore, by the way.
Yeah.
So they put all their money in those three guys, and then they won championships. If Toronto comes away with nothing, ooh wee, that ain't right.
Not in that city.
Nope. Well, that city's had to deal with it for an awful long time. Here are the headlines, no commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.